Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Dwelling Place. I'm your host, Dominique Hudson, and we are live on Blog Talk Radio with Purpose Kingdom Network. I just want to say thank you for everyone who is joining us tonight. If you are joining us online and would like to call in, please dial 319-527-6091. Once again, 319-527-6091. And if this number is giving you some trouble, you can always just go on our website. If you know anyone who cannot get on from this number, they can go to our website at www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom. I had to look at it. Thank you. So I just want to, and if you are listening, you were able to get on, praise God for you. You were able to get on from the phone, praise God for you. You know, to always press one. If you have any comments, any questions, and if you want to, it's Thanksgiving Eve. If you would like to say anything that you're grateful for, if you want to text me what you're grateful for, I can always just say it. For you, if you send a text to me, it is so much to be grateful and thankful for, especially in this 2020 year. So like we do every show, I'm just very blessed to be here, and just bringing forth the word. And as we do every show, just grab your notepad, notebook, however you take notes, get that. And as always, write down the scriptures, any keywords, so you can further your understanding, and maybe God is speaking to you and have a deeper revelation for you. And it may answer even your prayers and what you've been looking for. Amen. So, and we may even have like a little journal prompt. So if you do have like something, it will really be nice. I think I have a little journal prompt throughout the show. All right. So our topic for tonight is, have you been praying? Have you been praying? And our scripture for tonight is Luke chapter 18, verse 1. And before we get into the scripture, have you been praying? And I say that and I ask this question, it could be answered. You can just think on it throughout the night, throughout the week. And this question is being asked because so much is going on. And I think when we get busy or when we are frustrated, our prayer life can kind of go on the back burner. 2020 has revealed to us so much uncertainty, just in our job, finances, friendships, maybe, even just with death, so many people have been dying. You know, I know like so many people where death has hit their home, and it touched, you know, hit their home, the families. It's just so much going on in this world. So have you been praying? Have you been praying? With so much going on, easy for us when things are going on, it's easy for us to say, you know what, I'll wait for prayer. I don't feel like praying. I don't want to pray right now. It's easy for us to say tomorrow, but we don't know if we have tomorrow. You don't know if you have tomorrow. So don't wait until tomorrow. Have you been praying? So if you have your Bible or your phone, the Bible and the Bible app, turn with me to Luke chapter 18, verses 1. And it says, then he spoke he, meaning Jesus Christ, then Jesus spoke a parable to them that men always ought to pray and not lose heart. So have you been praying? Have you been praying? Jesus said to his disciple, men ought to pray so they won't lose heart. So they won't lose faith. So they won't lose sight of what's happening and what's going on. Amen. So they won't lose sight. They won't grow weary in their faith. Amen. 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 So Luke chapter 18, verse 1. And I came across this scripture a couple of days ago. And this came across, I was just listening to a different podcast and, you know, just taking notes. As I said, like, God will give you, that's why I always say, write down the scriptures. So I was listening to this podcast and the scripture, wrote down a couple of scriptures, and this one really stood out to me. And it made me think, like, just have you been praying? That just popped in my head after I read that scripture. And after reading it, I'm like, have you been praying? That's why some of our anxiety has been high. We've been putting our trust in man, putting our trust in the news and what they say. I'm not saying that you shouldn't be aware. It's important that we're aware of what's going on and what's happening. And what's happening in our surroundings. But we should not be worried and fearful. Amen. We should not be fearful because we know who our Savior is. We know the Lord Jesus Christ is our Savior. Amen. Amen. So have you been praying? Have you been praying? And if I can be honest, like, I haven't been praying like that. I'm one of the ones. If you could see me, my hands are raised. My hand is raised. My right hand is raised. I've been one of those persons who, one of those people who been, I wouldn't say fearful, who just been very tired and drained with all that has been going on, that I just found myself in a slumber. And I will find myself praying once a day, once every other day. Amen. And that's not what we're supposed to pray, morning, noon, and night. And let's be reminded of what prayer is. Prayer is a communication with God. Prayer is a communication with God. That's a two-way street. Amen. As a two-way street, is conversations being, you're listening, God is listening. So whoever is talking, God is listening to what you're saying to him. He's listening, he's giving his undivided attention. And you have to, when you pray, you have to know and believe that he is listening and that he hears you. And then after you pray, be still, sit back, relax. And look out for those answered prayers or what is to come next. After you're finished praying, it's good that you just sit quiet for some time. Just sit quiet instead of jumping to the next task. Like, oh, that's over with. That was five. I did my 5 minutes of prayer. No, it's good for us to just sit. Because as we said, prayer is communication, is a two-way street. So when you're speaking to someone, it's a two-way street. You say your piece, they listen, and then they follow up with what you have said, and they'll speak to you. Amen. That's what God does. God will speak to you and tell you what's to come next. He may speak through different people. And I just want to give a definition that the late Billy Graham gave of prayer. And he said that prayer is a spiritual communication between man and God. And as I was saying, is that two-way relationship in which man should not only talk to God, but also listen to him. Amen. So we're listening. We're not only talking to the point where we cannot hear what God is saying. There are times where you would just go in your quiet space and just listen to what God has to say. And you'll just say, speak to me, Lord. That can be prayer. Amen. Pastor Billy Graham goes on to say that prayer to God is like a child having a conversation with their father. It's a natural flow, and you trust your father, and you can ask your father when you need something and when something is needed. That's just how it is speaking to God, and we can't be fearful of talking to him. We can't be ashamed of talking to God. Amen. Because he'll listen and we'll ask for these things. So it's just the same as a child speaking to their physical father. That's how it is speaking to God. Amen. Amen. And just speaking of that, let's go into our first journal prompt. Like, I don't know why I'm so excited about this. I really like journaling. And with that being said about prayer, and we know that what prayer is communicating, knowing that it's a two-way street, knowing that we're not just talking and that we're listening out for what God has to say to us. So what's been hindering you from prayer? What are some things that have been hindering you from prayer? And I'll start with myself. Like, fear has been hindering me in some cases of not fear of what's going on in this world, but sometimes fear of what God may require of me, the things that he may require of me. I'm fearful of what that may look like and how much more work I have to put in. Sometimes I struggle with a deep, like, laziness. I'll be honest, for myself, it's laziness. Other people, it may be with scheduling, with time. Some people may lack belief, lack in their faith. They're struggling and going back and forth with their faith. And this is a big one that also hinders me at times. Sin. Sin is a big one that hinders me. So identify what's been hindering you from praying. Maybe you are praying, but your prayers are not, you're not feeling the Spirit how you usually feel it. Maybe you are praying, but your prayers are, you're not investing time and energy into your prayers. You're just saying, thank you, Lord, for this day. And by the time you know it, you look up, it's the next day. Amen. Or your prayers just been selfish prayers. So what's been hindering you from praying? What has been stopping you? Luke 18, as we said, it says, pray. Men ought to pray and not lose heart. And that just takes me back to King David when in Psalm 27, chapter 27, verse 13, and he says, I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Prayer is so much motivation in prayer. Even having someone pray for you when you feel weak, we have to know our resources and our surroundings, who our prayer warriors, those who are around us. Pastor Toy is that for me. You know, I can call her. I have my cousins. Amen. And I have my best friend. I can identify people and knowing, and I know some of their strong points and what they can help me with. And none of these people that help me in prayer will pacify anything, sugarcoat anything. But they give me the word. They encourage me in a Christ-like manner. They help me see, okay, this is where you're faulting at. Okay, I see. Okay, it's redemption. Come on, you still here, you still breathing. Amen. So we need to know when we can open up, if we feel weak in our prayer life. This 2020, listen, I know we're tired of hearing of COVID, coronavirus, shutdown, lockdown. But this is the reality of what's going on in our world. And God controls all of that. God is in control of everything. Even before the heavens were here in Psalm 90, even before the earth, the heavens, all that stuff, even before that was here, God existed. So even after COVID, God will still remain and still be. Even after this life and the heavens and everything is gone, the earth is removed, God will remain. So I don't know about you, but I would rather put my trust in someone and something that will remain and that never change. Don't put your faith in this corona or what people may be saying. I said be aware. Don't get so fearful where you lose heart and lose sight of what God is telling you. Knowing that God is protecting you. Knowing that his word says that I will protect you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. That if you dwell in me, that if you abide in me, that you can have abundantly. Amen. You will have his protection. You will be hidden in under the shadow of his wing. Amen. Of his wings. So let us not lose heart. So when we stop praying and when life is going so fast and we're like, hold on, why is our anxiety kicking up? Why am I fearful? Why am I angry? Why I always feel hostile? I was able, at one point, I was able to deal with certain situations. And for some reason, I'm not able to deal with that as easily as I have in the past. We stop communicating with God. And as I said, different things, God promotes us and puts us in different jobs, different situations, wherever it is. He promotes us and sometimes we forget. And we'll put him on the back burner, as I said earlier. We'll put him on the back burner of praying. Amen. But he remains the same. And God is a gracious God. And I'm so thankful for him. So let us not lose heart. I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And we know the story of David and how chaotic it was for him and how he must have lost heart and how we are losing heart day in. My phone is going off. It goes off almost every second. If you have the crime, what is it called? The crime app. I believe that's what it's called. The crime app. And it lets you know what's going on. Like the sirens are going off right now. Like if you can hear it. And I know many people are hearing that. And in that midst, like we can be chaotic or we can choose to have peace in this moment. It may be chaos going on all around us. But with Christ, when we choose Christ, when we choose God, we're choosing peace in the midst of the storm. It won't be easy. And David said, I would have lost heart unless I had believed. You have to believe that you will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. While we are here living, knowing that so many people are dying, so many people that we know, COVID, other health concerns, and not just COVID. We can't ignore those other health concerns. Strokes, seizures, all those things are still occurring. And these is crazy. Shootings are happening. Philadelphia, the murder rate is on a rise again. Amen? And it makes you want to lose heart. that makes you want to break down, like, my Lord, what is going on? And I have so many times, it just seems so crazy, and I can't make sense of it. But we can't lose heart. If we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, we can't lose heart. And we just stand, and we just know that we will see goodness in this land of the living. I don't know about y'all, but I know that God is going to redeem. He will redeem. Amen. Amen. If you are just tuning in, I am your host, Dominique Hudson of The Dwelling Place. This is Purpose Kingdom Network, and we are live on Blog Talk Radio. If you are listening online and you would like to call in, please dial 319-527-6091. Once again, 319-527-6091. And if you know anyone that's trying to get on and they cannot use that 319 number, they can also log in. They can also join us online. And also, if you have Facebook and you follow Purpose Kingdom Network, you can always just click that link from there. If you are calling from the phone and you were able to get in, thank God for you. And you can just press 1 to speak to me if you have any questions, any comments, and if you want to say anything that you are grateful for. And I just want to say that I'm grateful for Purpose Kingdom Network. I'm grateful for the listeners, especially those who are listening at risk. We broadcast different countries, in some countries where Christianity is not even, like, you can be killed for listening to. If you have any type of book, scriptures, anything, if you're caught with anything Jesus Christ, you're risking your lives listening. So I'm so thankful for you, and I thank God that God has brought you here and that you are strong in your faith and that you are not losing heart. Amen. Keep pushing, keep going in your faith, and God is using you, and God will continue to use you. Amen. Let his name be glorified. So I pray that God will protect all those who are standing up on faith, all those who are risking their lives just to hear the word of God. So that's why I'm so thankful to always be able to broadcast, amen, every other Wednesday, whenever I can. So I thank God for you. So as I said, if you can't come on here to comment, you can always just send me a text message or pass the toy if you want to just say one thing that you are grateful for. Amen. So our topic, let's get back into our topic. Our topic is, have you been praying? And we were just talking about just not losing heart and just having faith and believing that we will see goodness. Amen. And that's just building up yourself. Even when that's what faith is. Even when you can't see it, you believe it and you know it. And then when that comes to what you have been praying for, what you have been believing in your heart, when it finally takes place, then you can testify. You can testify before and when it occurs, when it happens for you. Amen. Amen. Have you been praying? What's been hindering you from prayer? Amen. And this is why it's important. Like, a lot of us think that, you know, when we pray, God does not hear our prayer. God is not listening to us. But I just want to take you to Revelation chapter 5. And I love this scene, you know, I love this scene, and I haven't read this in some time, but I love this scene. So Revelation chapter 5, verse 8. Now, when he had taken the scroll of the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each having a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. I don't know about y'all, but that just does something to me. A golden bowl. No, not bowl. That was plural. Bowls with an S. Bowls with an S. Amen. More than one. Full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And it just reminds me, like, Lord, please. So whenever I'm losing heart and losing faith of what I've been praying for, consistently just been praying for, what I have been persistent in praying for, when I'm losing heart of those things and thinking that God has forgotten about me, I like to go back to this. And it's been some time that I have read this. It's been a couple of months since I have read this, but I was brought back to this going, you know, studying this topic. And this right here is just so beautiful. Like, it's presented before God. It's just the prayers. I have not forgot. I will never, he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And the righteous will never be forsaken. So those, we are righteous when we are righteous and serving God. Amen. We're not perfect. But his righteous ones, those who are serving him. Amen. Those who are coming boldly before him and doing his will. Amen. The prayers of the saints in a golden bowl. So your prayers, just think of your prayers just being, as you're praying, just think of it just being, just going straight up into that golden bowl, and it's being presented to God. Amen. It's being presented. It's a full bowl after bowl. It's not just one. Amen. The many prayers. Prayer is important. Prayer, it opens doors in the spiritual world. And then transform into our physical world. Amen. Whatsoever is bound in heaven is bound on earth. Amen. It shall be bound. Amen. So just think of it. Whenever you feel like you're losing hope, losing sight, just think of that golden, those golden bowls. Amen. Of our prayers, and those are constantly being presented to God in front of God. Like, I haven't forgot about them. My righteous, I haven't forgotten about me. Amen. So I won't read the story of the parable in Luke 18, but it's basically saying that we should be persistent in what we're praying for. We should be persistent. Some people may pray one time and just give up. And I work with a great supervisor who has taught her employees, like, barriers, you is ways to get around barriers. We work with families and numbers are changing, you know, and if a number change, if we can't get in contact, it's different ways, trying email, trying different contacts on the child's and for the system. The information that we have, if it's a friend, a neighbor that we know, if we can go to the home and do a home visit, if we haven't heard from the family in some time. Amen. So there are ways we need to be persistent in how we pray to God. We shouldn't just give up when we feel as though our prayer isn't answered. Amen. We should not give up. We should not lose hope. We should not lose faith and grow weak and grow weary. We should not. Amen. So in this parable that Jesus is just saying, he just how we should be persistent in our prayer. And it talks about the widow and how she was, it's in verse 3 of chapter 18 of Luke, it says, now there was a widow in the city, and she came to him saying, get justice for me from my adversaries. Amen. And she kept doing this, kept going to the judge, And the judge, he wasn't a judge that believed in God or had faith in God, but because she was persistent, you know, our persistence and prayer and the things that God tells us to do will move even the ugliest people, even those who have nothing to do with God, who don't even serve God. Amen. It will move them because we're persistent. Amen. We're persistent. Amen. And he said in verse 5, yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continuing coming she weary me. So keep coming, keep coming, keep coming to God. Lord, I know you haven't. I'm coming to you. Keep going to that situation. Whatever it is that it seems like it's no way, keep going, keep pressing. Do not lose heart. Do not lose faith or sight of what it is. Amen? Do not lose heart or sight of what it is. Keep going, keep going, and keep going. Amen? Amen. If you have any questions, press 1. I'm here. I'm here. Press 1. If you want to just give a story of why you're thankful, press 1. I would like to know what's hindering you. And this, you know, as I said, this can be a journal prompt, something that you can just think on throughout the week. Or the remainder of the year, and not only think on what's hindering you, what's been stopping you, what's been a barrier from prayer, from praying and having a consistent prayer life. We need to have a consistent prayer life. You need to be praying in the morning. If we can pray in the afternoon, at night, we should be praying, thanking God, giving thanks to him always in all that we do. So what's been hindering you? And once you know what's been hindering you, then what I like to do is I like to go and look up scriptures for whatever has been hindering me. You know, like fear. That's one that always kind of, I feel like fear always kind of comes back because I allow it. And I have to remember, you know, I have to recite. Maybe my favorite one is Psalm 27, the first one. You know, the Lord is my light and my salvation, of whom should I fear? And I especially have to recite that whenever I don't mind driving the boulevard. And I know that sounds crazy. but when it comes to the highway, it can make me really fearful. I think I'm reminded of my car accident. And the noise, it can, you know, take me back to that car accident. And now I'm just wondering, like, oh, my gosh, will I get in another car accident? Amen. So I like to look up scriptures and like to be reminded of what God is saying about fear or whatever he is saying about what's been hindering me from getting close to him or progressing to the next level. And then what are the next steps that I have to take? Amen. So, what's been hindering you, and how will you move forward? Amen. Now, this is my favorite part of the show, and in this favorite part of the show, it's the call of salvation, and I love this part of the show because it's just drawing lost souls and just bringing people to Jesus Christ who is our light, who is our salvation, who is the one that we call on when we're praying, amen, when we're praying to, because he's the way and the light. Without us, without Jesus Christ, we cannot get to God, amen. You cannot get to the Father without going through the Son, amen. So I just want to, if this is an opportunity, anybody who has not accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and personal Savior, you want to get to know Jesus Christ, you want to get to know him more, you want to be able to pray and knowing that he's here, you've been losing heart and losing sight, especially during this time. This is the time. And it's really simple. All you have to do is repent of every sin that you have ever committed, knowingly and unknowingly. Amen. 1 John 1, chapter 1, it tells us that we all commit sin. You know, and if we say that we have no sin, then we are deceiving ourselves. So, in the name of Jesus, if that is you, if you've been denying that you have been committing sin, or if you know you've been committed sin and it's been hindering you from even stepping foot in the presence of God, I offer it to you right now. Amen. Here's the floor. Don't have any fear. Amen. And just surrender every sin that you have ever committed. And ask God for your forgiveness. And when you repent, you're turning away. You're no longer, those things are no longer you. Amen. You want no part in it. That is behind you. You're looking forward. Amen. And if that is you, just say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me of every sin that I have committed, knowingly and unknowingly. Have mercy upon me and just show me the way. I believe that you are my Lord and personal Savior. If you believe that, if you said that, then you are saved. All you have to do is just get into a Bible-believing church, be around like-minded people. Amen? Thank you. I would like to bring Pastor Toy on for announcements.
Hallelujah, God. We bless and praise God for that word coming forth this evening from our very own Minister Dominique Hudson. Are you still praying? Hallelujah, God. I don't know about you, but I know I seem to find myself praying more and more each and every day. We want to, by faith, encourage those of you who gave their life to Christ this evening to find the Bible-believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary, as she said, where you can grow in the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and heal from the trials and the tribulations of this world. But until you do, bless God, that is why he has Purpose Kingdom Network here for each and every one of you. We will not be broadcasting tomorrow evening. Amen. We will not be broadcasting tomorrow evening due to the Thanksgiving holiday. We want to allow all of the ministers that minister here at Purpose Kingdom Network to have the opportunity to rest with their family and their loved ones. So, again, we will not be ministering here tomorrow evening. However, we encourage you to join in with us on Friday the 27th at 9 p.m. We will be broadcasting another episode of Purpose Kingdom Network with the Fighting Gospel Hour right here on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. You can follow us on Facebook as well as on LinkedIn at Purpose Kingdom. We are on Instagram and Twitter at Purpose_Kingdom. Please feel free to email any comments, questions, suggestions, or concerns to us directly at PurposeKingdomNet@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you, to pray with you, and to pray for you. We would also like to take this opportunity to invite you to our end of the year revival, where each year since the Lord has brought us into existence, we have ended the year and brought in the new year in the presence of God. So we invite you to join us again for our end of the year revival. It will be beginning on December 25th, and we will go all the way through till December 31st, where we will spend that time in the presence of the Lord. Our topic this year is I'm Still Standing, and we will be coming from Psalms 91:7. So we ask you to mark that on your calendars and join in with us if it be God's will. We thank you all for joining in with us this evening. We thank you, Sister Dominique, for that wonderful word from the Lord, and the ministry is back in your hands.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Toy. Amen. Amen. I'm excited for the end of the year revival, and just not losing heart, and I'm still standing, and that's amazing. Amen. Have you been praying? Have you been praying? Let's not wait until tomorrow. Amen. Let's not wait until tomorrow and say we'll pray. Let's do it right now. Let's pray. Get our prayer life together. Let's do it right now while we have the chance. And while you're already in your journal, just start writing out, you know, some different times and things like that. And it don't always have to be scheduled, but it's good to know I'm going to wake up, you know, at least knowing that as soon as I wake up, before my feet touch the ground, I'm going to sit up, I'm going to pray in my bed, then I'm going to get out of my bed. Amen. Then before my head hit the sheets at night, I am going to pray. I'm going to thank the Lord that I am still counted among the living, that I'm able to walk around. Amen. Those is the little things that we sometimes forget. And if we have learned nothing, especially in this year, that is something that has meant so much to me, the little things. The little things like just being able to go outside, to go to the store. That is something so small, but we're on restriction. And we're being told that we should limit that. Amen. So those little things that we take for granted, that we you know, we're free, we're not in prison or anything. We thought that we will always be doing this. Being able to go when we please, not wearing a face, you know, not wearing a face mask. Amen. So let us not lose heart, especially in this day and age. Let's encourage one another. Let's remember to also reach out to anyone that's in our circle that we trust, that we know, that will support us in prayer and pouring back into us when we are losing heart, when we are losing sight, and when we are losing faith. Let's be persistent. Let's keep going and never giving up when we pray, knowing that our prayers, we are his saints. Knowing that our prayers of the Lord are in those golden bowls. Amen. They're being presented to God. Knowing that he has not forgotten about us. Amen. So I won't keep you. I won't belabor this. It's just pretty simple. Don't lose heart. Keep praying. Have you been praying? That's just checking in. Have you been praying? Because if you stop praying, you're going to lose heart. You're going to lose sight. You're going to forget who you're standing with and who you're standing for. Don't give up. Keep fighting. Keep pressing. So have a wonderful, lovely Thanksgiving. Enjoy your families. Please practice social distancing. Keep up with those hygienes, washing the hands. Amen. The appropriate distance. And if you can help somebody out this season, please do so. Let's continue this, the spirit. Christmas is coming up. Let's continue that spirit of giving. Amen. So until next time, deuces.
Jesus bless.
He raised me. I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.